We're holding in Gimel Shvat, Siman Mem, Tes, Halacha Zayin, and we're going to Siman Nun, Halacha Base. Here we go. Speaking about making brachas on wine, Bar Piyagev from Agaf, and according to the Sfaradim. So when a person makes bracha on wine in the meal, and there's other people there, so he should say Savri. Now, Sfaradim say, if everyone's eating, don't do this out loud. But the Minigoy that must do it, even if people are eating, because the idea of Savri, Rabbi Isai, or some say of Savri Maronan, so of course the idea is to say, he's telling them, listen, pay attention, so you should stop eating, and this is not even dangerous. And also, if anyone wants to be yotzei the bracha, or it's mashmim, if not yotzei the bracha, to answer amen, God alone, amen, yotzei the bracha. So therefore, he says the word savrin and makes the bracha. Now here we go to the whole world of hatoiv ha-meitiv, very fascinating bracha. That means to say, there's the pashat b'shat of hatoiv ha-meitiv. Is an extra bracha for ribu yain, the abundance of wine. So that means, that's why the kitzur says an amazing thing. If you drank from one wine, in the middle of the meal, or even outside of the meal, but you're sitting down for a set drinking of wine, and they bring other wine, so you don't make another bar piyagavim because you already made bar piyagavim. However, you make a bracha teva meitiv. Now, I saw a beautiful pshat also that the Rabbeinu Bachi. I think the Bi'alacha quotes Rabbeinu Bachi, the idea of why it's called the Tovah Meitiv. So Pashm Shah means because Hashem is giving us so much good. Why those specific words of Tovah Meitiv and why is it specific to wine? So it's all connected to actually, on the one hand, Ribu Yain, the abundance of wine. And that's why it's only when you do have some left in the original bottle and people drank from the original bottle. As we'll see on the different conditions. But also because it reminds us that a person could lose himself with wine. So therefore he reminds himself of another bracha, Tova Meitiv, very similar, which is of course the fourth bracha in Birkas Mazon, which was instituted after the Bnei, the victims of the massacre Beit HaVeil, were buried. They brought to burial, a Tova Meitiv, that's what the Gemara says. So certainly that would put a person back into a little bit of more of a sobering effect on the person to make sure that he doesn't lose himself, a kid uses the wine in the right way. Anyway, so here goes all the interesting conditions. So, first of all, the Kitzur says it could be third wine, fourth wine, many bottles of wine that a person opens up each time he makes a Tova Meitiv. Now, I'm going to tell you already in the onset. According to B'Alacha, not so simple. They make it quite difficult to make a Tova, that's why you won't see it so often like that. On the other hand, the Kitzur makes it quite simple. And the Pashat B'Shat, even according to Shulchan Aruch, is that anytime there's an increasing of wine, so you make a Tova Meitiv, and that's what you find certainly. And if you see the Kitzur certainly hold this way. Look what the Kitzur says. So first the Kitzur says like this. When you make a Tova Meitiv, it has to be that you don't know that the second wine is worse than the first. I mean, as long as it, you don't know that it's worse, so it could be maybe it's worse or it's equal, it's close, but as long as it's basically it's equal, or certainly if it's better, so the halacha is you make a Tova Meitiv. If you know that it's worse, then you don't. Now, if it's healthier, which is interesting, because white wine, the Ramar brings down, is healthier than red. Now, you have to know, sometimes the cheapest, we're not talking about, I don't know, what's called the Astis and these type of things that taste like ginger ale, hardly would definitely doubt that they're healthier. But when talking about the white wine, even if it's not as good as the word, even like the first, that means it doesn't taste as good, still you would make a bracha teva meitiv. Now, even if you have two wines, but they weren't in front of them, this is the tricky part. The Mishabura holds, if it's anywhere in the house, forget it. You don't make a Tova Meitiv. That's why usually it's uncommon. But the Kitzur doesn't say, as long as it wasn't on the table, you make the Bracha Tova Meitiv. So the only time you wouldn't have is both on the table. Also, you don't make a Tova Meitiv on this, you still have from the previous wine. Because otherwise, it's just because you need more wine, not because of the Ribu Yain, the increase in wine, the abundance of wine that you're expressing. Another condition, your Tova Meitiv is only when you have someone else drinking with you. Can't be alone drinking. Half of a fella. Right? Because that's the implication, HaTov, for him, for Meitiv, to others. And that's by a Yid. A Yid has to be Tova and Meitiv. And that will include his wife and kids too. But if he's sitting alone, he doesn't make a Tova Meitiv. Another interesting stipulation. The guest sitting by the owner, he can't say a Tova Meitiv if he doesn't have any shutfas ownership in the wines. So therefore, the hospitality that this Balabais is giving to everyone has to include also the idea that he's giving shutfus That means he's giving part ownership. I mean, if he puts it on the table and he's implying that anyone could drink from it, then that's good enough. But if he's pouring cups to each person, then he's very much careful because it's the $500 bottle, then probably you wouldn't, according to this, you wouldn't be able to say it. If I made to. I saw some person say to leave it outside and be mafkir it. A person could be made to everyone in that teva made, and he says savri, and he paid, which basically means, like I said before, to pay attention, and then everyone answers. But as long as they drink it right away, if they don't drink it right away, they can't say teva made. If a person is drinking a better wine or another wine, like we said, as long as they don't know it's worse, and he's benching it, he doesn't say teva made. Why not? Because he's yes with without teva made, meaning in the fourth bracha because of Muslim. Siman nun. Here we go. Because ananim. I saw this beautiful Akadam in the Piskei Teshuvah quotes from the Mekubalim, Achronim, how important it is to be careful with brachas because it actually brings siyata d'shpayah, especially in parnasa, to be able to have parnasa b'neko. So that's important to encourage and inspire everyone to, and especially in your family, to say brachas slow and with attention and not be busy with other things. Okay, here we go. Chazal say, La'ashem ha'otzim lo'ya, which implies that while everything's on by Hashem, it's like Hegdash. It's like it's consecrated to the base of Hegdash. So just like you're not allowed to be nailed from Hegdash and without redeeming it, it's considered Me'ilah. So to you not enjoy anything from this world without a bracha. That's the idea of the bracha. So the bracha be'etzem acts as a pidyon. And it's interesting. So the Pesach quotes also that it's based on the Gemara's brachas, how much Hashchasa Rashi says that the agricultural effect a person has when he makes a bracha or he doesn't make a bracha. Someone that doesn't have doesn't make a is nen without making a bracha is moed b'kodesh Hashem. That's what the Kitzur says, based on the Gemara. And there's no shear, there's no amount for bracha rishon. Even if it's a tiny bit, you still make a bracha. That's for bracha rishon. Bracha achrona is where we say that there has to be a shear. And lastly, even though it's true that if a person makes shahakon, even the following is yotze with everything, nevertheless, a person should not do so, even on bread and even on wine. Nevertheless, a person should not rely on this. In fact, Chazal are very upset. They say not great things about this person is just relying on Shahako. Rather, the person has to learn, get a rabbi, get a book, get a sefer, learn these brachas, take a brachas books. They have plenty of them today to learn the proper bracha. Only when a person really has a true doubt, which the person themselves didn't decide on, and you have a lot of items like that today, where it's a dispute, a lot of the different cereals. So, in that, you can make Shahako. If a person wants to be mehada, he should try to ponder it in a meal. But usually, I wouldn't say a person has to wash for breakfast just because he has a question about his shahakol or bir pi adam or cornflakes. Have a beautiful day.